关。
我看一下。
Before we get to the actual, I guess, call it the avoda for Shiva, it's just a thought about Kavod HaTorah. There's a Mishnah that if you read it with, even if you're half asleep, it's good to do tonight. At the very end of Sota, practically the last stop in Sota, it's easy to remember, Mem Tes, 49 days of Omer, appropriate for Shavuos. The Mishnah says all kinds of things, Mishamei so-and-so, batla this, Mishamei so-and-so, batla this. Among them, Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, batal Kavod HaTorah. Continues, Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, batlu Anshei Maisa. Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi Katanta, Paske Chasidim. Why was he Katan? Whatever, fine. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, batal Ziv HaChachma. Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein, batal Kavod HaTorah. So, if you read all this Mishnah, it says batal Kavod HaTorah two times. By Rabbi Akiva, Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, batal Kavod HaTorah. And then, four Tanaim later, Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel HaZakkai, batal Kavod HaTorah. So what are these two batal Kavod HaTorahs? Rashi sort of does a job to really explain what the how to answer this problem. Rashi, when he explains by Rabbi Akiva, what's the batal Kavod HaTorah that happened when Rabbi Akiva died? So who is Rabbi Akiva? We know the Gemara in Menachos tells a story. It's easy to remember where that daf is also, because it's a daf that talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he saw that Rabbi Akiva, there's somebody being Dorish Tilei Tilim Shal Halachos on top of each Kusar Shal Yud. So basically, it's the daf in Menachos, the Chaf Aleph, that looks like, that has all the pictures of the letters, the Safras letters, with all the kotzim on top. That's how you remember that which daf it's on. So there, that's the Kavod HaTorah, Rashi says. Batal Kavod HaTorah, Shehoya Nosein Libo, Rabbi Akiva was Nosein Libo, Lidrosh, Kol Kotz, V'Kotz, Shel Kol Os. And if he did that for the Kotzim, Kol Shekein, says Rashi, Tevos Yeseros, V'Osios Yeseros, V'Zeu Kavod HaTorah, Godol, She'ein Ba Davar Levatala. There's a unique quality of Kavod HaTorah that Rabbi Akiva demonstrated by showing that every tiniest little nuance in the Torah is explainable, is understandable, is meaningful. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva's godless. Next, we had Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein Batal Kavod HaTorah. What's that? So here Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere, Gemara Megillah. Rashi says the following: She'ad Shemeis, until before Rabbi Gamliel died, Hu Haya Ad Shemeis Hu Haya Brias Ba'olam V'lo Hiyu Lemeidin Torah Elam U'umad. Klal Yisrael, from the time of Matan Torah until Rabbi Gamliel, Torah was learned not with seats, but with shtenders, standing up. They stood up while they learned. Mishameis hu, once Rabbi Gamliel died, Yared Choli La'olam, V'hutzuchu Lilmot Torah Miyushav. Nowadays, we don't have enough strength to learn Torah, Me'umar a whole day, so we sit and we learn, and that is the Batal Kavod HaTorah. The fact that we don't have that proper Kavod HaTorah that we used to have from Matan Torah until Rabbi Gamliel Zaken, to stand while we learn. I heard from my Rebbe in Lakewood, of Gershon Ribner, that there are two kinds of Kavod HaTorahs here, and it relates to us in terms of how we associate with Torah. There's the Kavod HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva, who his Kavod HaTorah was in learning itself, in plumbing to the depths of the sugya, in learning, in understanding each kasha well, each teretz well, in understanding the svar, in understanding the all the implications of the sugya, la sugya shmaita libet hilchasa, uncovering every stone, not to leave one stone unturned. That's one kind of Kavod HaTorah. That's Rabbi Akiva's kind of Kavod HaTorah. And that's essential, but that's not all. There's another Kavod HaTorah that's, I guess, symbolic of Rabbi Gamliel, of learning Torah Me'umad, which is not in the content of Torah itself, not in what the Torah is saying, but in our approach, our perspective, how we deal with Torah, how we relate to Torah, in terms of the Kavod that we ascribe to it, meaning the way we learn, the Yiras Shamayim that we learn with, our attitudes towards Kavod HaTorah. I'm saying in the Beis Medrash happens all the time. We put, you know, pencils and glasses and hats and tape recorders and things on top of our svarim, that's a different kind of kavod haTorah, which is halacha doesn't like that. So there are two modes of kavod haTorah, each is essential. That's just one thought. That will be the end of that thought. Along this second mode of kavod haTorah, in terms of the attitude that we had towards kavod haTorah, I'd like to talk about that this morning, just for a few minutes. We should be done in about 20 minutes or so. If we try to figure out the calendar for the beginning of Sivan, as it appears in Matan Torah, in the Pesukim, in Shmos, it comes out very complex, very confusing, and subject to Machlokas in three blads in Shabbos, Peivav, Peizayin, Peiches. Try to figure out exactly when everything happened, what happened, what day of the week Yitzias Mitzrayim was, 49 days later, what time, when did Moshe go up, when are the 3 days of Parash Mina Isha, when was Matan Torah itself. So I'll just go through the calendar if you want any help. I found this morning, no, it's just an hour ago, it was helpful to me. A little magazine for high school kids with an article about when did Shavuos actually happen. So it's here to look at if you'd like. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Mefush Pasuk says, Bayom, Bachodesh HaShlishi, B'teis B'nei Samer, it's the time, Bomid Bay Sinai. Right, that's the first Pasuk in Bamidbar, I believe. So we know that Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we came to Bay Sinai. Beis Sivan, Moshe, we hear Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael, I'll tempt you, leave Mamlechus Konim V'Goy Kadosh. Basically, became the chosen nation. That was the Asher Bachar Banu. The second day of Nisa, the second day of Sivan was when we became Klal Yisrael after Bar Sinai, before we got the Torah. That was when we became the Am Segula, the Melechus Kanu Goy Kadosh. On that very same day, after Hashem offers us, I'd like you to become Melechus Kanu Goy Kadosh, Bnei Yisrael Senasim Nishma, on Beis Sivan, still Beis. On Dalet Sivan, Moshe gets the instructions for what's going to happen at Matan Torah. First of all, Aaron goes up, Nadav and Avihu go up, the Zekanim will go up, they go till here, Aaron goes a little higher, Moshe, only you are going to go up into that Arafel all the way on top. That's the first thing. Then make sure you have the Gvul, Saviv Lahar. And finally, Shlosh Es Yom, Al Tikshu El Isha, there has to be Prisha from the Isha for 3 days, because for 3 days, the woman after Bia, the woman is Poletesh Shech Vazera, and that will render her Tameh, and Hashem wanted everybody to be Tohar for Matan Torah. Now, how long does it take for, if a woman has Bia, that afterwards, if she's Poleta Shech Vazera, if the Zera comes out of her, that will render her Tameh? That's Machlokas, Gemara in Nida. Is it three, it's actually brought down the Machlokas in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchas Nida, is it 3 days, meaning six Onos? An Ono is a 12-hour period, so 3 days is six times 12, three full days, 3 times 24, 72 hours. That's one opinion. The other opinion in the Tanoim, in Amoraim, I don't remember. The other opinion is that it's three onos, not 3 days, but three onos. That the latter shot, three onos, is in fact how the Rambam paskins, that Poletah Shech Vazera is only three onos. It happens to be we don't paskin like the Rambam. If you look in Hilchas Nida, it comes out that we paskin that a woman is tummy because Poletah Shech Vazera for three full 24-hour period days. So they need to know that there's going to be enough kumna halach lamaisa, even though we don't have tumah v'tahara nowadays, that you have to have a certain amount of time after the woman was last, when a woman comes in either, before she could start counting her shiva nikiyim, we have to make sure that three full 24-hour periods have elapsed, and there's a little more that the rachacham added on, but basically we pass in Hilchas Nida that it takes 3 days for plita shech vazera. If that's the case, and let's just follow the cheshbon. On the fourth day of Sivan, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you're going to come up, and Shlosh Es Yom Al Tikshu El Isha. So for three full days, at that point, you're going to become, there are days of Tumah. That means that day 4, 5, and 6, we're worried about Tumah. So when was the Torah given? On day 7. This is the kasha that the Mogen Avraham asks, right at the very, very beginning, of Hilchis Shavuos, in Hilchis Pesach, it's one simon. Tav Tzadi Dalet, Seder Tfilas Chag HaShavuos. Says the Magen Avraham, Koshuli, Heach Anu Omrim B'Shavuos, Yom Matan Torah Seinu, how can we call Shavuos Yom Matan Torah Seinu? After Halo Kaimol on Krib Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that Plita Shechva Zer is 3 days. The Plita Shechva Zer is 3 days, and this and the whole Tzivui for Altik Sholi should have happened in the middle of the fourth day. So that means the fifth, sixth, and I'm sorry, on the fourth day, so fourth, fifth, and sixth, the entire days were before Matan Torah, because it took those days to be, those days were still days of Tumah. So Matan Torah, according to this opinion, that's 3 full days, wasn't until Zayin B'Sivan. Halokaimon, we hold, in Hilchas Nida, Kribi Yosi, the Amr B'Zayin B'Sivan in the Torah. But what are you, but we celebrate Ludidan, Olam Shavuos B'Vav B'Sivan. So how could we celebrate Shavuos? And more so, it's more of a kasha, how could we lie in Shmona Esrei and say Yom Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos when it's only Vav Sivan, when the way we seem to paskin, the Torah was not given till Zayin Sivan? There's a question, one of the most fundamental questions that all the Achronim ask, all the Darshanim ask when it comes to Shavuos. It's on the wrong day. Question number two is Ramadan Siyo Solomon in his Sefer Matnas Chaim, thank you, Matnas Chaim on Shavuos, asks, and you saw that he's going to say, is basically from his Sefer, that what happened on Matan Torah, on Shavuos? Whenever Shavuos happened, what happened? We went to Har Sinai, we got Anochi, Lo Yelecha, we got the next 8 from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he came down, and the Shavuos Aluchos. Moshe went straight back up, didn't talk to Bnei Yisrael yet. 40 days, another 40 days, another 40 days. Finally, on Yom Kippur, Salachti Kitvaracha, Moshe came down and taught us the Torah. So when did Bnei Yisrael learn the Torah? When did we get the Torah, Ba'etzem? On Yom Kippur. So on Shavuos, it might have been the day that Hashem, yes, was masking him to give us the Torah, but we didn't really get the Torah until Yom Kippur. So why are we celebrating as Yom Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos when, in fact, it's true that we perhaps were ready to get it, but we didn't get it. We didn't get it till Yom Kippur. So why, again, is Shavuos on when it is? Both of these questions point to the same point, that obviously, when we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan, we're not just celebrating the fact that we got the Torah, because A, we might not have gotten the Torah till Zion, and B, even if we did, whenever it was Vav or Zion, in the end, we really didn't get the Torah in terms of the content of the Torah, the learning of the Torah, the other aspects of Kavanah Torah, Rabbi Akiva's aspects, until we got till Yom Kippur. So both of these points indicating that something about Vav Sivan, the day that we are, you know, presently on the threshold of, is not what we typically assume and think from the time that we've been in kindergarten that we got the Torah. We'll start with a Marsha, who's actually quoted inside. It's Kedai for everybody to see this. It's easy to find. Tavtzai Dal, that's again the Simon in Hilchis Pesach that talks about Shavuos. And the Bar Hetiv asked this Kasha of the Mogen Avraham. Tavtzai Dal at Aleph, the Bar Hetiv asks, Dilchuli Alma Nitzna Torah B'Yom Nun Aleph. See, there's another Cheshbon that also, if you figure out the days of Sfiras Omer, the same question arises as follows. The day that we got out of Mitzrayim, let's start. Korban Pesach was chosen, the korban itself, the animal was chosen on Yud, which was Shabbos. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the Neis Gadol that the Mitzrim didn't do anything when we took their korban. 5 days later, Tesvav was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means there was a Thursday. So if Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday, if you do 49 days after that, that means the fifth 49 days will be Thursday 7 weeks later. That means the following day, the 50th day, was a Friday. In other words, 50 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Friday. The problem is, if you look at the Gemara says everybody agrees it was given on Shabbos. So again, according to our Cheshbon, it sounds like the real Matan Torah, which is 50 days, is really 51 days after Matan Torah, and it's going to get, you could figure out answers by saying that there's a certain, the months were a little longer, a little shorter, but either way, there's a problem that if you count based on just Sfiras HaOmer, assuming that Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday and the Torah was given on Shabbos, which is what the Gemara says, then it comes out that it's the 50th day was a Friday, the 51st day, that's Shabbos when Matan Torah happened, which means not tonight, tomorrow night, the second day of Shavuos, is when Shavuos, when the Torah was given. Again, pointing to the same point that we're missing the point here, that Vav Sivan might not be the day that the Torah was actually given. That's how the Be'er Heitiv articulates the question. It brings Maisha. Maisha suggests, his Lashon is very short and succinct. I first heard it from Don Segel in Eretz Yisrael, and I remember the Lashon, but what he means is, we'll develop what he means. Lashon of Maisha is, Kavonas Hashem Yisbarach Bazeh, that which Hashem told us to have Shavuos, when we have Shavuos, even though really we didn't get the Torah till the day after. The reason why we have the Chag of Shavuos a day earlier is Lahoros. Hashem wanted to teach us a lesson in this change of the calendar. Lahoros de Yiras Chet Kodem Lechachma B'mayla Uvizman. De Yiras Chet Kodem Lechachma B'mayla Uvizman. What that means is that the day that we celebrate is not the day that we got the Chachma, that we got the Chachma Satara. It's the day that we had the Yiras Shemayim to be Ro'i Lekabel Es HaTorah. And Hashem's teaching us that what's more important, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what day do we celebrate? We celebrate that day that we were on the Darga of Yiras Chet. That's more important, and not just more important, but it has to come first. It's not more significant in Maila, but also Bizman, it had to come earlier. It had to precede the Matan Torah itself. Laharos the Yiras Chet Kodem, the Maila, it's more Chashev. And the fact that it's more chashuv than the actual learning of the Torah, also bizman, it's kodem bizman, comes a day earlier before Matan Torah. So in other words, the way the Maharsha is learning, the reason why Hashem wanted us to celebrate a day before Matan Torah really happened, meaning tonight, is to teach us that what we're celebrating is the darg of Klal Yisrael, that we were on a madreg of Yiras Shemayim, that made us worthy lekabel es haTorah, and that's even more significant for us to celebrate than the actual Kabbalah's Chochmas HaTorah. I'm going to say another one or two Mahalchim in why we celebrate the first day, and these are just building on, deepening the idea that the Maharsha is saying. Again, the Yesod is that we're celebrating the Madriga that we were on, not necessarily that we got the Chochmas HaTorah on Zion Sivan. And Matisyo brings, and I actually heard this Bepeh, not in this context, in a different context, from Matisyo when I was in Lakewood. He brings the das tvuna simin kufnun hay, which is very fundamental. I said this das tvuna over at my niece's bas mitzvah, and I think my nephew's bar mitzvah. Those of you who know my family in Karen Biavna, I think at their bar mitzvah I said this yesod. And it's the yesod of what it means to become bar mitzvah. Persons before they're 12, before they're 13 or 12, and afterwards, very often they've been mekayim mitzvahs when they're young. The mekayim mitzvahs now after they become bar bas mitzvah. What's the difference? The difference is in one point and one point only. Beforehand they were an Eino Mitzuveh Va'osa, now they are a Mitzuveh Va'osa. So you know, Godol Mitzuveh Va'osa, Misha Eino Mitzuveh Va'osa, the Gemara sounds like it's going to Kedushin, which at least means that they get more Schar. But it's something much more than getting more Schar. Says the Das Tvunos that when a person becomes a Mitzuveh Va'osa, what it means is, and perhaps the reason why there's more Schar, perhaps other things happen because of the status of Mitzuveh Va'osa, says Das Tzvonis, when a person becomes Mitzuveh Va'osa, that Tzivuv from HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills in the person's Maisim a koach to make Tikkunim Lemala. Meaning, when you have an 11-year-old boy do a mitzvah, so he does the Maisim mitzvah. Will he get schar for it? Maybe yes, maybe not. Lefachot he'll get schar, no less than a goy who does the mitzvah should get schar. Neinu Mitzuveh Va'osa. So he'll get schar. But the mice that he does doesn't affect the world, the Olam HaSel Yonim nor the Olam HaSel Tachtonim, doesn't affect the world the way a Mitzuveh Va'osa does. The Mitzuveh Va'osa, by having that tzivuv from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Das Tzvonos, that instills, injects into his mice a koach to be mashpia in the Olam HaSel Yonim and to bring Shefa Bracha to this world, and of course with Chatam it's the inverse as well. That is the yesod of the Mitzuveh Va'osa. That's what we celebrate at a person's becoming a bar bas mitzvah. It's a good thing for you to say it. You're Be'ez Hashem, your brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, cousins, bar bas mitzvah. That's what we celebrate. Of course, you, my dear, sweet, whatever. You've been mekayem mitzvahs your whole life, and your parents raised you so wonderfully. What we're celebrating now is that now when you do your actions, you have a responsibility to the Klal Yisrael and the world, that every action that you do goes much further than your own individual experience. It relates to the whole world and the whole Klal Yisrael of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pour a shefa, and how what you're doing makes a difference in the world in a ruchniyistic way. It says the Das Tvunis that that's exactly what happened at Hasinai. On Vav Sivan, on Vav Sivan, Shavuos, when we celebrate Shavuos, we got this Maila of becoming Mitzuvah Va'osim. Perhaps the Chochmas HaTorah we got a day later. But what happened at Matan Torah was that we got a Shlemus and a Kedusha in ourselves, that new Shlemus and Kedusha that we got, says Das Tvunas, put in, integrated into ourselves that our a potential energy such that our maisim, when we do them, will have the koach to do in the olamos and for the world whatever our maisim are supposed to do. If we think about it, on some level, this is just a much deeper pshat of what the Maharal is saying. Mashal is saying that we had a Darag of Yerushalayim, we achieved a Darag of Yerushalayim on Vav Nisan. He's saying that we have, not just we worked on ourselves, but HaKadosh Baruch gave us matana of this Shlemus and this Kedusha that enabled our Maisim to have the Koach to be Mashpia in Olamos, HaElyonim and Tachtonim, and that's what we are celebrating. Now with this Mahalach, we could understand that we're not celebrating, you're right, maybe Matan Torah happened the day after, it was Zayin Sivan, but we could still celebrate Vav Sivan because that's when we got this incredible koach of Kervon L'fnei Har Sinai. Of course, this will also answer the famous question that we've been asking since elementary school in the Haggadah. Ilu Kervon L'fnei Har Sinai L'anas 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 Torah Dayena. So I was very annoyed recently, in the past few years, I went to a Seder, and somebody suggested, no, you don't know how to read the whole Dayena. It doesn't mean, Ilu Kervon L'fnei Har Sinai L'anas L'anas Torah Dayena. And they're all questions. And if you say that, so it takes away every single thing. And say, no, it's not enough. It's not enough. Which is, and he's quoted in the name of somebody. I think it's a very inappropriate mahalach to learn dayenu, because the whole person of dayenu is to say, adrav, you did, this itself is enough. This itself is enough. So what does it mean? Why is it sufficient? If we, what was there at Har Sinai if we didn't get the Torah? According to what we're saying, we got a tremendous koach. Even if we don't have Chochmas HaTorah specifically, we changed, we're completely different in the Bria. We're a Bria that has, we're a Mitzvah V'Otsu, we're a Bria that has a Koach to make a difference in the world. That's tremendous Maila for humanity, for a Jew. According to this also, we can understand this is the Nekuda where we became different from every other human being. Like the Kuzari says, apparently it seems that there could be Machal Kuzushan about this, but the Kuzari who says there four categories of existence, Domeim, Tzameach, Chayim, Daber, and then there's a fifth one of Kuzai is V'chadish, it's Yisrael, that what does it mean, where lies the difference between the Goy and the Yisrael? So you could say all kinds of other things, but V'chachot, the fact that we're Mitzuvah V'osa, that makes us a different Mitzias, as a Jew is a different Mitzias Be'etzem, because a Jew has the ability to, through his Maisim, a Goy could do Mitzvahs. And the Gemara says a Goy who learns Torah is a Mamish, a holy thing. He might not be, you're not allowed to teach him Torah, but a guy who learns Torah is also, the Gemara says, is the one that is a chashuv, he becomes elevated. But the fact that a Jew is mitzvah v'osa, he's mitzias, is a different mitzias than a guy's mitzias. This nekuda of having the kedusha that enables him that his maisim should be mashpia, only a Jew has. The Mabit, this also is brought down by Ramatis Yo in Matas Chaim, the Mabit in Beis Elokim, working Mamish the same Yisod, but just deepening the Havana a little bit more, explaining some more with this Yisod, says the following. Chazal tell us that when Bnei Yisrael heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvodu V'atzon, say the first two Dibros, they were just overwhelmed, and Parcha Nishmasan. Obviously they didn't die and didn't end there, they Parcha Nishmasan, they got it back. What's the point of Parcha Nishmasan if they're only to get it back? Obviously something happened in the interim between the Parcha Nishmas and something must have happened to it and we got back, we obviously had to get something better or different, Lefachot. Otherwise there's no point in Parcha Nishmas just to get it back a moment later. It says in Mabit, in the Beis Elokim, that when Parcha Nishmas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to be Mizakei Chosam, and Hashem was Machzi the Neshamas to Klal Yisrael, Zaka Unikia. When we say that at Matan Torah, Paska Zuamasan Shal Yisrael, the chait of Adam HaRishon that injected a Zuama into Klal Yisrael, whatever that Zuama is, that stopped at Matan Torah, is at this point. When Parcha Nishmasam, and then we got our Neshamas back, moment later, it went through, imagine like, you know, an instantaneous dry cleaning process. You put it in, comes back, you know, cleaned and pressed and everything. So if that happened in a split section, we gave our neshamas left us, and we got them back, you know, completely dry cleaned and in a bag and folded and starched. That's what happened at Parcha Nishmasan. And all the Zuhama that we have from Chet Adam HaRishon, this is where it left us, when our neshamas left us, and came back to us without the Zuhama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Kedusha and that Zikuch HaNefesh at that moment of Parcha Nishmasan, says Matzio connects, that's the same Yesod as what Das Tzvunis is saying, that this moment of Matan Torah, Vav Sivan, is when we got this Nailas HaNefesh of erasing all the Zuhama from us, and it's that new cleanliness, that new Kedusha of having this dry cleaning process, that now our neshamas have been mizdachech, that we could have the koach to be mashpia on the Elyonim. I'm just adding a knetch what I'm saying now. I'm saying now, with Das Tzvunis said that at Matan Torah, we got this new koach to be mashpia. How did it happen? The Mabit says that we got a new darg of Kedusha of Etaira, of Zikuch HaNefesh, at the Pircha Nishmasan, and it's that Maila of Kedusha of Etaira that we got that enabled us to have this new koach of becoming, of being mashpia, and made us worthy of becoming Mitzvah of Ose, and thereby being mashpia in the Olamos. So in other words, what everything that I'm saying now boils down to is one Yesod that we're celebrating is the change that happened to us at Matan Torah, not necessarily, not only, not exclusively, receiving Chochmas HaTorah. Of course, this also gives a new insight to the Gemara. I think we might have spoken about it a year ago today. The Gemara tells us Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, made an Ilga Tilsa on Shavuos because Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. Malish Machogs, whether it means a three-year-old cow or a triple cow, he had a nice barbecue. Especially nice barbecue Lechavit Shavuos. Why? Because Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. Now we have a much deeper understanding. It's not that, oh, I have Torah, I'm a different kind of person. No. Matan Torah is mamish nis nekuda. There is be'etzem a different kind of person. Humanity at Matan Torah, and obviously every generation, every year, the same koach happens on some level, to each one of us. On Shavuos, we have this new kedusha that gives us a koach to be mashpia. Perhaps it's not muchach. It doesn't, you don't have to say like this, but with this yisod, just adds a deeper dimension. The kama Yosef yikah b'shuka. Yosef, Rav Yosef, the Amora, was a different person, a different Jew, by having this transformation of Shavuos. And that's what he was celebrating, this different me, who's me today that I wasn't yesterday. When we come to the davenings of Shavuos, that's, I remember I once asked David Shuster, one of the other Rosh Yeshivas in Lakewood, I don't remember when I asked that. I don't remember if I asked it about Shabbos or Yom Tov or Yom Noroim. And I'll tell you the answer that he told me. And if it wasn't from him, if anyone knows of David Shustel, he's a very, not tzmimus like naive, but tzmimus like a Baal Emunah that's not Shayach. When I saw on Purim, I was, this is a total aside, on Purim I once went to his house, and he was giving brachas. And if he wanted brachas, went in from Purim, because he already had drunk his quota, and he started jumping up and down. One of the married guys came in. He started jumping up and down, saying, "What? How did he say it? Akol yungaman." He was jumping up and down. Ramesh kedusha v'tayra. A person is learning. No, that was his. That's a David Shustel. So I once asked him, "How could it be? Like, we have all the bakashos." I think, yeah. I think it was Yom Noram. We know that we don't ask for, certainly on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur also, and Shemana Esrei, we don't have any bakashos in the Tefillah Lefechot. The Pizmonim on Yom Kippur, certainly there's lots of bakashos, but in the Shemana Esrei, we don't have any bakashos. So of course, the Yisod is that we're not focusing on the actual nitpicky things that we need. We're asking for Machos Shemayim. Once you get Machos Shemayim, everything's going to come along with that. But he said, what do you mean? We are asking for everything. We ask, Katshein B'Mitzvasecha, Talabim B'Mitzvasecha, if you look at those four bakashos, every single thing you could ever want is licked, is kalul, is included in those bakashos. And he mamish meant it. And since he told that to me, I had a different, you know, it's lucky because that's a tefillah that comes every Shabbos. It's Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Narom. So it's a new a new perspective on what the koach of a tefillah, for somebody who understands what tefillah really means. He's a person also, I remember once, he learns morning Seder Beis Medrash, and he was sitting here thinking about a svara, sitting down, thinking about a svara, and a guy came to needed to speak to the Rosh Hashiva. So he stood here. Imagine you're sitting here, and you're thinking about some svara, and I come right here. The person standing was waiting for minutes until David realized that somebody was on top. I was right in front of him, just completely shakur, just thinking, working on a svara in his mind. It was a sight to behold, because in the middle of his marriage, not even in his house, just that was Rav David Shustel. In the davening that we say, more on Shavuos than any other Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Ha'Ra'im, is the real tefillah of Atah V'Chartanu, Mitzvasecha, V'Kidashtanu, Mitzvasecha. The way we explain the Atah V'Chartanu, might not have been Shavuos. It was 4 days before. Basically, when we said that was the day of Matem Tiyuli, Mamlachas Konim Goy Kadosh, that was basically, that was 4 days ago. We became Atah V'Chartanu. Kidashtanu, Mitzvasecha, now we understand, there's a much deeper understanding. Kidashtanu, Mitzvasecha doesn't just mean you gave us mitzvahs. The Kiddushtanu Mitzvah, you gave us a Kedusha by being mitzav us, making us a mitzuve v'osa, that changes our ability to, when we do mitzvahs, that they're meaningful and that they have a kiyum. And I think, especially in the community, not the community, in the Western society that we're very entrenched in, where the idea of acts have meaning outside of how it actually relates to a person who I'm dealing with, but that there's a shefa, that when I do a mitzvah, it does tikkunim. When a person driving on Shabbos is not just, oh, he's doing an aveira and he's chayav skibbo, you don't have skibbo's mind. It's that when a person is, every time he presses on the brake, he's destroying things in the olamas, and he's bringing a shefa of chas shalom to the world. And it's in the world that we live in the Western society, it's very hard for us to perceive that. And it's an avoda for us to realize that that's really what is happening. He's a shogeg, he's a tirok shenish, but it's all true. That doesn't mean that Chil Shabbos doesn't destroy, and doesn't mean that the person's learning. It builds and it creates. And perhaps this idea we could take with us into Shavuos, realizing that, first of all, the Kavod HaTorah is not just the learning, the Kavod HaTorah of plumbing the depths of this, but also the Kavod HaTorah of our attitude towards Torah B'Amidah, the realization that even though Kama v'kama rayas that we might, but at least the way we paskin, Torah might not have been given tonight, but we got this maila, according to Das Tfunas, to become mitzuve v'osa, that our ma'isim are mashpia, and hopefully when we realize how much our ma'isim could do and how chashuv our ma'isim are, the maila, with that realization, it's much easier to do ma'isim with more conviction, with more quantity, with more quality. If anybody wants to see this little pamphlet, there's a minute by minute outline of the first week of Siva. Shkirtan, I want to thank Menashe for telling me to give the shir. Yeah. They don't wait for him. When he's davening, they don't wait for him. After davening's over, and it's a long davening, he's still going short nights for about 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, you have to send it again. Send it
along.
For sure. Oh, thank you. Yeah. 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 I think it's Chaf Aleph Amud Beis.
I mean, what did it say?
It said that Rabbi Akiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's good to see, let me show it to you inside. Good to see. Yeah.